Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I can't speak for anybody else, Omar, but I enjoy having those baseball games on every night.
You love it.
I do. I do.
You're
like
not
it.
Speaking for Omar. That's,
you like
that's
you like
sure.
Watching that slow stuff. That'll put me to sleep.
It's not as slow anymore, though, man. They have sped the game up. I mean, it is dramatically different.
20, 25 minutes? They're trying to get those games down with everybody else.
You could. I mean, you're not sitting there for 3 hours anymore. By the way, they have a pitch clock at the Canes games now.
What? Do they?
They got a clock that moves, yeah. Oh, yeah, they move over there now.
Okay.
I think those guys are used
clock
to
in
it
in the
now.
Outfield there. I don't know if it's a pitch clock or they just do it in between innings or something, but they have a clock out, a little clock.
Stay in the batter's box, stay on the mound. And
yeah.
Let's just keep going, man. Moving.
You know, those college games, you get, you know, like I just read the score, 12-10. Those games can run a little bit of time. You know, those aluminum bats are spraying a ball over the place.
We got to get those guys.
It looks good, though.
Pitching coach and the manager to jog out instead of that slow walk to the mound. Yeah. I know they're letting a guy warm up. I get the whole thing, but
we just got to make sure today Ohtani wasn't betting on baseball.
Yeah, you think he placed a couple of bets before talking to the media?
I think he took the over in the second game of the season.
You're a bad guy.
Was he betting his own game, though?
He scored 25 runs in that
you
game.
You know anybody that covers $4.5 million for you? You got a buddy that would like you gamble, and he said, don't worry about it. I'll pay the guy for you. That's a bad look no matter how you look at it.
Oof, it is, Joe. It is. No matter how you look at it, you're absolutely right.
Four now, they're going way.
But are you going to slap the wrist of the best player in the game?
Well, that's a great question right there.
It's a strange look,
You better
look the other way, Joe.
They were talking and joking around in the dugout right before the guy apparently admitted he had a crippling gambling addiction. Like,
first of all, Shohei Ohtani ought to be so pissed off at this guy. It's just not like again, you know I'm not into conspiracies. What do you know?
I know.
But I got to tell you, man, it's hard. And I'm just looking at this thing. He didn't know something. By the way, you're paying a bookie off, so go away. Hoping this, like, what'd you think that was? What are you thinking? Pay the guy off, pay his tablet.
What?
Nobody good enough for him unless you're covering for him so he won't rat you out.
Well, what do? You let the guy get, you know, his legs broken by the bookie?
He screwed you over. Hell yeah. Like, dude, you're on your own.
No, you don't do that to your friend. They were friends.
The guy's been a.
You would pay off my gambling debt if I had.
No, I wouldn't.
You would absolutely.
Maybe not $4.5 million,
you
but.
You'd be on your own.
You would absolutely, Joe.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me get beat up by gangsters out there. Come on, man. Like, you wouldn't do that to me.
Those guys don't. Bookies don't do that anymore. We had guys that worked here. They didn't do anything to them except call the general manager, seeing if they'd take money out of their check.
I don't know.
You're an illegal bookie. Why the hell would I do that?
I just think of bookies. I think of casino. That's like the first thing that comes to mind, that movie.
Why
do you need a bookie nowadays, though?
Some states don't have action.
But it's a call to a guy in wherever the state that
does have
action.
Some people like the personal, you know, touch that they add, you know?
By the way, even
somebody to break your legs.
Yeah.
They like to personally be.
Even Vegas.
It motivates
Vegas
you to pay.
Vegas doesn't go, hey, you burned us for $50,000. We're coming to get you. Like,
yeah.
Your ass won't be going back out there. Yeah, but I watch those same mobster movies, you know, I got to pay.
Yeah.
ran it up here, beat him up. He tried to walk out. Screw you.
They sent Joe Pesci after you.
Yeah. Seen that a few times, Woody. Seen that. All right. So
anyone better than Joe Pesci? By I love that guy.
No,
he's the best in those movies, isn't
the
he?
The best. Yes, he's right there.
Him and De Niro.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That I've seen that thing 14
Joe
times.
Joe Pesci's like 100 years old now. By the way, you see that?
I did just see him on somebody's talk show. One of my wife's. Who would it be? My wife's turns on a talk show.
The at View.
3 o'clock. No, 3 o'clock. Not The View. Don't bring up
Joe
View.
Pesci going The View.
Could have sworn.
I don't know what his political leanings are, but
no, it was just a regular show. It's not not everything's politics.
A lot of things.
Woody's just can't stop. Can't stop with the politics stuff. Just can't. Just letting stuff get to him. It's only going to get worse, Woody. It's only going to get worse.
So all right. I hear.
So we've got a lot of stuff going. We got a great week, by the way, of sports coming up here. Tomorrow, the Boston Bruins in town against the Panthers, and Golden State's in town. Greatest three-point shooter of all time. They're not that good a team. They are fun to watch sometimes when they're knocking down shots.
That's a good game, Joe. That's a phenomenal game.
Yeah, so you got that, and then you got tennis going on the rest of the week with all the young stars, most of them still alive. So we do have a lot of good stuff. I got a chance to, and Omar, if you get a chance, Carlos Alcaraz, 20-year-old, just does stuff, watching him. And he won in straight sets, so it was only like an hour and 30 minutes of some, again, and I don't know if you have to play to really appreciate how good somebody is. Lob a guy. A guy hits a great shot, lobs it over his head, gets a guy off the court, then he's got a friggin' drop shot, whether it doesn't matter what the surface is, and just incredible. And today, Coco Gauff, she's still in the tournament and going to have a chance to win. So a lot of the young players are still out there, so it's a lot of fun. And by the way, the talent out there was, you asked me during the break.
Yes.
I got to tell you.
Didn't you go with your wife?
I did. And she made like, well,
yeah,
everybody's dressed up.
What? Yeah. Wives, they're not blind.
No, wives get dressed up.
Well, yeah, but what did she say to him? I turned around, oh, wow, there's a lot of good-looking women here. What is Joe supposed to say? Oh, I agree.
I wouldn't know anything about that, baby. I got my eyes on you.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't do that.
No, Joe's like, oh, you're right. I've been noticing them all night, too. Hey, man, serious question,
though. Did they wear the tennis skirts?
Yeah, of course. They all dress. Joe dresses like he's playing in the tournament.
Hold on.
He goes out there like on Saturday night like he's about to play in the tournament. Have you checked out the pickleball scene at all?
No, I don't even know
where it is.
Serious
question, though.
No, I did not. I don't even know where it is. I didn't.
You don't know where it is. You haven't scoured the grounds? Come on.
No, he
just checked the food out.
Yes,
I know that you're lying right now.
He is lying.
I went to the second floor and grabbed a couple of tequilas. Beautiful and a great night. Saturday night ended up being just a beautiful night. Yesterday was gorgeous all day, too. And then I went to the...
You're such a liar.
I didn't see pickleball.
Okay.
Pickleball is probably like on the outside somewhere.
It's not on the outside. They have the pro pickleball tour.
I think it's over at Calder.
In the parking lot?
That's where it should be. Well, Woody, I had to get my shot in. You set me up.
Didn't you say your favorite tennis player is playing in that now?
Somebody told me Jack Sock is a full-time...
Pickleball player.
Yeah, he chased the money.
He was so good.
Can you blame him?
What the hell happened to him? He's so good in tennis.
There's more money in pickleball.
No, there's not.
Hey, we're going to play. We're going to play before the summer gets here. Nah, I'm doing
it. Omar.
Yes.
I don't mind, but practice
I can't
something.
Oh, practice?
Like try practicing it. If you're going to run, stretch, and jog a little bit before.
Okay. I was going to say.
I won't just show up in my Jordans and just think I could smoke.
First of all, you know if he beats you in anything.
Oh, he's gonna never shut up about it.
That's the highlight of his career, and it goes nonstop year round.
I will beat him. The question is which one of us needs the Baptist health phone number first.
We get to one of those doctors.
I know.
That's what you need. Don't worry.
I'm
I already got
out.
The back doctor on speed dial.
We'll be ready to go. So, anyway, we got to go to break here. We'll come back. And that Tua thing's very, very interesting. You own that thing. I know Mike brought it up today.
I know the business. I know the business.
He can back. Give him a chance to backtrack because I feel like he said that off the cuff. Give him a chance like to backtrack because there's no way Tua doesn't show up.
There is no way Tua doesn't show up. And there's no way what I think could be the leverage play, because I think they'll need a leverage play, is he doesn't play in the exhibition season. He doesn't.
He's not gonna play anyway. Why would he play in the preseason?
He does. He didn't play much. Didn't he play in the preseason?
He maybe get a couple ceremonial handoffs for the people that are paying full price for those games.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're on, man. They're gonna drop back. It's gonna be gone quickly before anybody got. If they had an all out blitz, they couldn't get to him. He can get rid of the ball so quickly.
Could you imagine Tua got knocked out in a preseason game?
Not gonna happen.
Mike McDaniel would. I mean, he'd get crucified.
So that's a quarterback of value. So. I guess you got to pay him, right?
I think the Dolphins should give him a modest offer, and he should accept it.
I think they will give him a modest offer.
By
he
modest,
won't accept
I mean
it.
Fair for both parties.
What is fair? Put a number on it.
I don't know.
See,
I don't,
exactly.
I don't do numbers. I'm not an agent, but it shouldn't be as high as those other guys.
Okay,
he's gotten contracts recently.
He's trying to get Burrow Herbert money.
He should not get Burrow Herbert money. He should get a modest offer that he should accept. By the way,
Why should he accept it?
Is that what you think his agent's telling him?
No,
like, hey.
But that's what I'm telling him as his representative at this moment.
Such a great agent.
You think that if he plays this season again, plays the same level he played at, if he hits the open market, he'd command that sort of money?
He would command what Kirk Cousins commanded, which is
well, Kirk Cousins is a little unusual.
Why is he unusual?
He's got the best agent in the game, apparently.
No, we got a shortage of quarterbacks.
Yes,
so he's 35.
No, shortage of quarterbacks. I agree with that. But the problem with Tua is I think everybody pretty much universally knows he can't play in every venue. He can't play in every stadium. So he'd probably be limited to warm weather places and domes. And that's coming from a fan. That's not shade.
You've got to be kidding me. That is shade. Yes, it is.
No, it's Drew Brees. He specifically picked a dome team when he was leaving Carolina.
Played some of the road games in a dome too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you would like to have
that's dome.
You'd like to have. He needs
a lot of people like to play in a warm weather place, but
of course, I mean, but
you still got to play on the road, man.
Yeah.
Stay in this division.
That's
cold everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
Can't get away from December and January. You're right, Woody.
But is Tua going to be signing with the New York Jets when Aaron Rodgers retires?
Why, out of fear of playing two more cold weather games? No. Two or three more?
No.
Nobody playing it at that stadium, whatever the name, Metro or...
Without a strong arm.
MetLife.
Let me tell you something. That thing has got some serious wind blowing through
it. I know.
It. That thing's a different animal right there.
And that's my
point.
Those
field goal kickers, God bless them, to decide they want to kick for the Jets or Giants in that place.
Yeah. And that's my point. Everybody knows he's limited in terms of what his options are, which is why it benefit him to sign with Miami and stay with Miami and stay with an offensive coordinator.
He wants to be here. And by the way, more than anything else,
but do you take
the
a less
far the atmosphere, the environment, and the system you're playing in, and a guy that the coolest cat in town, man.
Yeah, but also, does your fan base absolutely love you? And that's a factor in itself. And do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think that's a factor?
He's got a lot of fans.
He's got a lot of national fans. I don't know locally if he's like everybody believes and buys
in.
Well,
we know for doing this show, not everybody believes in him, but that's not going to get him to, so a couple fans booing me, huh? I'm out. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. 305-567-0560. I couldn't do it the other day. I had to see if I could remember that number. I did it. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Never, ever too late or too early to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better. And if you haven't been and you're starting to look around, your lease is up, you just don't like what you have, and you're looking for something new or even used in really good shape with low mileage, South Florida Chevy dealers have everything you're looking for. I know I talk a lot about the SUV and truck family. Let me tell you, it's across the board. They've got something for everyone, whether it is a Suburban or a Tahoe, to the midsize SUV like a Traverse, to our smaller SUVs like a Trailblazer, a Blazer, an Equinox. Boy, they got everything you're looking for, whether it's space, comfort, style. Got it all for you, man. Got everything you need. And Silverado trucks, I don't have enough time to tell you about our number one selling Silverado durable trucks that we have, but we make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, whether it's a full-time working truck, meaning 5, 6, even 7 days a week. That's how you make a living. to the Silverado truck that still needs to get the family around on the weekend or during the week, never a problem at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And last time I checked, which about 2 days ago, those Corvettes are still smoking hot. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealer, we got convenient locations all over South Florida for you to have a great, great experience.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Take a test drive and fall in love today.
All right, let's get a couple things here for you. First, a stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Market at the moment, the Dow futures down 50 points, NASDAQ futures down 95 points as the market gets set to open here this morning. And finally, we'll get you a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. We have seen some sprinklings here this morning. Hopefully, Joe, looks like the rain chance goes down to 12% this afternoon, so hopefully your tennis will...
That's all right. It doesn't start till 11, so if it needs to get a little
11
wet.
Start this morning, right?
Yeah.
Who's in the morning session?
Well, there's inside the stadium and outside. So a lot of matches.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. I'm sorry.
Today is Alcaraz Day, though.
Is it?
I believe so.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's getting the big crowds, huh?
Packed the other night. Even after all the rain and nobody was really sure what time to show up. And I don't know how that works, by the way. The whole early session in the stadium got rained out. So people waiting around. And then you got night session like, hey, you need to leave, man. I got your ticket.
But, man,
is he good. God, just an hour and a half of just crazy good tennis that he does. Shots, everything. Serve. Runs it down, lobs it over your head. You think you got a winner, and just fun to watch somebody play at that level. Only 20 years old. But the whole atmosphere, you guys are saying you both want to go Friday or Saturday night. I got to tell you, man, it's fun out there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I definitely want
to
go.
I know. And by the way, my wife really, Margo, really enjoys going to that thing and just didn't want to leave. It was great. No, it's fun.
You got
to
take her out, Joe.
Got to take her out more.
I keep telling this guy over here. Tell him I'll babysit for him.
You would do that for him?
Absolutely. Just give me.
Are you sure you're ready for those two?
Yeah, man. My daughter would love it. My daughter would, like, two boys that could rough her up. Oh, she'd love that.
I don't know, man. My kid comes home. He sees wild dolphin takes all over the place. He's talking about Jarvis Landry. I don't know.
Yeah, he is Odell afraid Beckham. Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is afraid of that, probably. Anyway, hey, So anyway, we were just talking about some other. I want to run some other things by you here. Speaking of the NFL,
let's do it.
So let's talk about the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So the Commanders are claiming they have the second pick in the draft, that they're going to listen to offers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shot. There is no shot. You got second pick. You better try to get your franchise quarterback. Whether he's named Drake, Jaden, or JJ, you better grab one of them.
Unless you don't believe in them, and maybe you have a conviction about a guy that you can get. I hear what you're saying, that no matter who you like, you take him at two. If you think that JJ is the best quarterback, you take him at two and don't gamble. Otherwise, you could be left, you know, holding a bag. But to me, for instance, the Washington quarterback, I'm a fan of. I think he's going to be good.
Well, he's in Seattle now.
What? No, I'm talking about University of Washington.
I'm sorry. What
yeah.
Talking about?
No.
Washington Commanders former quarterback.
No.
21
picks.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are talking about Washington. No, I was talking about the University of Washington.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people like him. I'm curious to see. By the way, that's a great point. I'm curious to see what happens.
So
to lefty.
If you could move down, because Daniels, there's a lot of guys, and I've heard this, that a lot of people think the LSU quarterback is the best quarterback in this draft, and
that's been the hot take, by the way.
I'm leading
up to this thing. I have people on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams going first from USC.
He is going
first.
Yes,
he is, but that's I'm that just letting you know. I know you're not a big Twitter guy. That's been the hot take here leading up to this draft, that Jaden Daniels is better.
I have heard.
Grab him.
I have heard from people in the NFL, because I'm just getting around to doing draft talk and hearing what people are saying about these prospects and these players. And I'm hearing that Jaden Daniels, from an executive, from a GM, that Jaden Daniels is better than Caleb Williams and probably should be the number one pick. He won't be the number one pick, but that means a lot of teams will be jockeying to get him at number two if people have that high of opinion of him. And maybe Washington wants to see what they can get for that. I mean, you should.
Yeah, but you still don't have a quarterback.
I know you don't.
Like, everybody's trying to find him. The number one goal for every GM.
Yeah.
Is to find that franchise guy.
Absolutely.
Not get a whole bunch of picks.
For whatever it's worth, by the way, this morning Harbaugh said that J.J. McCarthy's the best quarterback.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. Just went undefeated and won a championship. He got suspended half the frigging games and he won.
Maybe you should trade for J.J. McCarthy and trade Herbert. That he'd get a lot for Herbert now.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think.
But I don't think that Harbaugh would
you
do that.
He did that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm guessing he took that job thinking he didn't work with Herbert, but.
Maybe Washington make a trade with him. Maybe Washington get Herbert. I don't know. You never know what these coaches are thinking. And Harbaugh's a strange duck. He is.
Well, first of all, if you put Herbert out there, you're going to have a lot of teams trying mm-hmm. to make a run at that one and giving you two first-round picks.
More than that, probably.
Yeah, more. I think more, right?
Yeah.
Maybe more. You're right.
Harbaugh has no ties
but
to him.
But bottom line is this. Like, at some point, man, the GM needs to act like a damn GM and take – if the Commanders – I don't want to hear you going, oh, Jaden Dan – like, and I get there probably – a lot of guys haven't worked out in recent years. They're probably a little concerned.
Yeah, no. Look at Patrick Mahomes. How many quarterbacks were drafted before him? A ton. Look at Lamar Jackson.
Look at the 2021 draft.
Oh, my God. That was a disaster.
By the way
– and they're more disaster of drafts.
Zach Wilson – I don't know if it – they may have to just cut him.
I heard that.
What are they going to get? Everybody's getting a fifth and sixth round pick for the rest of his class.
If they cut him, I would definitely take a shot at him if I'm Miami. If they cut him.
Of course you would.
Why wouldn't I? Okay, Mike White.
Why wouldn't you?
Okay, actually, Mike White is
better. Mike White outplayed that guy.
Yeah, my apologies.
Same team.
But you got to look at Mike McDaniels as a guy who has helped quarterbacks take that next step.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he just wants to, like, just take trash to try to fix it. Like,
he's got some physical talent.
I don't think he's been.
But I think it's everything else, Omar.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it is everything else.
Everything else.
All those guys have physical talent, theoretically. Okay, mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they
except
can
except for Tua. Nobody says Tua has physical talent. So don't make that. Don't
okay,
make
but
that
all those guys
statement.
That get taken in the top what? Usually top five. They have something like Josh Rosen.
Tua was taken.
Josh
top
Rosen
five.
Had physical talent.
I would argue that.
Right.
I would argue that.
Guy got picked. What is he? 10th?
I think he was 18th.
But you know what?
I don't remember what Josh Rosen.
He
was
in the conversation with all those other quarterbacks as the best quarterback
from
in that
people
draft,
who didn't
okay?
know what the hell they were talking about.
Because
Josh Rosen sucked. He sucked in college. He sucked in the NFL. He sucked at Arizona when Miami traded for him. He sucked. And look where he is now.
Guess what? If Arizona wouldn't have taken him, some other dummy would have taken
him out. Okay, and that's the point, Joe. There are a lot of dummies out here in the NFL.
They're not supposed to be. They're getting paid a lot of money and have these
huge
budgets.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah,
would you stop calling them? I mean, they're dummies. Like, this is what they do for a living.
And right. They're bad at it. The NFL has a quarterback evaluation development problem. And it's not just –
Hey, look, man, you had two quarterbacks in last year's draft, right? One guy who clearly has physical limitations, and another guy who's maybe a top, seven, eight quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, after 1 year.
And they took the little guy from Alabama.
Yes, that's correct.
First pick.
That is exactly.
Hell, the Dolphins had the same dilemma.
Wow.
Take Justin Herbert, who's a very prototypically built.
You really have to go there?
But it's just reality.
No,
one of them had a better career than the other. Let's not pretend like one hasn't had a better career than the other.
Everyone that went to Alabama had a good career. There's not a single player that played at Alabama.
I'm not talking about college. Talking about college. In the NFL, one has a better career than the other. One has gotten two head coaches fired, and the other has only gotten one head coach fired.
Yeah, but
and the other's made it to the playoffs. He hasn't won a game.
I don't know about the numbers, though. You might want to calm down on the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know that you could make a comparison and say that one guy has been better than the other.
Oh,
Tua, Herbert. You can't make that argument.
Let's see how Herbert
is. Because a lot of people would
no
say if you threw Herbert into this offense that the Dolphins would be really, really good. So
Herbert,
you can't make that argument.
Before we went crazy here, I think Zach Wilson and Rosen, to me, have a lot of the same problems. And it's not necessarily
entitlement,
physical. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
So I think there's something to be said.
I think it's unfair to
nobody
compare
wants
those
entitled quarterbacks.
Two, though.
What?
I think it's unfair to compare those
two.
Josh Rosen seemed to have a unique set of problems.
You know what? They call them white rich kids. And I don't think that's fair because the Mannings didn't exactly grow up poor.
You're correct.
But, no, they look at him. So I'm watching one night, and Steve Young's on ESPN, and he gets mad because the kid went to BYU like Steve Young did, and he knows the family, and he goes, that's not fair. And they're going, no, the comments, the way he acts, and Jets, a lot of those players are mad.
Hey, here's a fun fact. All these top quarterbacks, none of them are going to be poor by the time they get to the NFL. They're all getting paid a ton of money
in
college.
Are. That's a new problem. The entitlement of college and now kids.
You're
so,
saying you can drive up before you even get an agent in a new sports car?
No,
he's going to cruise up in his Lambo.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, that's the talk about him. He's got a little bit of entitlement to him. And
man, we need to stop on all the negative stuff.
But that's the draft.
Omar is sprinkling negative stuff
around. Now there you go.
That's the draft.
He's like an agent.
That's part of the draft, man. All your negatives, every word is going to be highlighted.
Do you hate that he cried, too? Did that really bother you? Or does Prisco own that on his own?
No, Pete's on his own on that one. But like, look, they're ripping Drake May like he's the worst thing of all time. They're ripping every guy. It's incredible, except J.J. McCarthy, because J.J.
Got
does
ripped.
Everything.
He got ripped in the at Combine Week. He got ripped.
Didn't look like it.
No, he got ripped. He might have been. They talk about him. Kind of might have was like he was not going to be a first round pick, and we'll see.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be the fourth quarterback taken, if not higher.
Probably.
Well, you just say
I would take Penix over him. No, one question. I'm a Penix guy, so
he's going to be an enormous.
But
bust.
He's old. Wow! Are you serious? Athletic.
All right, we're gonna mark this. We're gonna mark this down today. You think Michael Penix?
You know what? We're gonna make you.
I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know if he's gonna.
Write that down, Woody.
Listen, I don't know if he's gonna be a first round pick because he's got age and he's got injury.
Who will be the best quarterback in this draft class?
Who will be the best quarterback? I don't know.
The first guy.
No, I wouldn't even say that.
Hey,
who will be the best? You just. I thought you said Penix.
I honestly haven't done film work.
You want to know about the guy that is the most intriguing of all of them? Because he was terrible at Auburn, could not throw a football, always athletic.
Bo Nix.
In Oregon, he put together some.
Hell no.
You say hell no all you want. He put up some numbers at Oregon.
No, I'm good. I'm good, bro.
All right. Well, we're going to break here.
Yeah, Omar evaluated him extensively.
I trust all those evaluations right there from Omar, I tell you.
Listen, when you fail somewhere and then you go, you redeemed yourself, and Baker Mayfield's done it, six times in his career now? Like, he's failed somewhere and then he goes and redeems himself. I'm sorry. It's a no for me. I want a guy.
It's not
that,
a sorry. You get with a better team around you.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good point. I mean,
that
so
Tampa Bay thing was built. I'll tell you what, when Brady, I would have been lining up for that job after Tom left. That offensive line, that defense, those receivers.
That's a good point. He made a good strategic move there, going picking up and following Tom Brady.
I'm not so sure. Tom Brady, the only one going to win a championship, though, probably. All right, we got to go to break. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Well, I'll tell you what, the next couple weeks, Omar, going to be a lot of fun to watch here with the Miami Heat and the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Can the Heat get out of the
Well, you want to get out of playing, yeah. We need one. You know, all they got to do is get hot for a couple of games because nobody's running around with those spots, a couple of spots in front of them. Just Knicks might be a little too far out, but, boy, I'll tell you what, still just – I don't know, man. Those playing one game, some team, Atlanta or Chicago, gets smoking hot. And,
yeah.
Right? All of a sudden they hit 15, 16 threes and a half and something stupid happens and now you're playing for your life to well, by the way, they did last year and went on. But seven players in double figures. And, man, they got a sexy one tomorrow, even though they're just a little bit over 500. Golden State tomorrow comes to town.
Don't judge them because they're a little bit over 500. That West is tough. That West is brutal.
Listen, man, the guys on that team, that championship team, are getting older. Clay's coming off the bench. Still
an excellent head coach.
Still doesn't hit enough shots. I thought they'd get hot and get rolling here, and they are just
lukewarm.
What are they in the 10 spot? And by the way, the Lakers aren't – Lakers, another team too. That's – although last night they put up some stupid numbers. But, yeah. So, anyway, it'll be fun because, listen, he is – the best three-point shooter of all time. He is. By the way, everybody, I haven't seen it, but they say his warm-up is ridiculous. Some of the things he does in warm-up.
Like Clay?
No,
I
Steph.
Mean, Steph, yeah.
He loves Steph to put on a show. He'll do stuff coming out of.
Yeah. I mean, that's been his routine since. I remember I covered the NBA like eons ago, and I remember him as like a young kid doing all that stuff.
Well, he ended up being a hell of a lot better than anybody thought, even though he was a first-round pick and.
Yeah.
You know, people wondering about his size and all that stuff, and he's done just fine for himself. And the Panthers, by the way, 4-1 win for them. Stop a four-game losing streak. And Sam Reinhart, congratulations, man, 50 goals. Got 49 and 50 last night, more importantly. So they got Boston in town tomorrow. We got a hell of a Tuesday coming up here, man. We're going to have a really fun Tuesday coming up with the Heat and the Panthers.
This is my favorite time of year because all the sports are going, if you include the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Everything's gone.
Well, a month out, that thing has turned into a monster. That first round of that draft. The only bad thing is if you don't have a first-round pick and you go to the draft, I did last year. You're not in the game.
Yeah. I mean, they.
No, you're not in the game. You don't have a first-round pick. You're watching everybody else's.
Hey, man, you're in the F them picks era, Joe. I don't know if we're still in there.
Oh, no way. Chris is all in.
I don't know about that.
If we move out of first – the first round, that meant, well, we got that group of guys. We felt we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Take that somebody with that 21st pick, please.
Yeah,
take the best player that you like that can help.
I believe they need quantity, not quality, Joe. Unfortunately, they just need young players, young cheap players, and I don't know how they're going
to
get it. I don't know how they're going
to
get it.
A third. Oh God, I'd be.
You got to move down, Joe. You got to move down to pick up more picks.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Are you going to trust that you're going to find a good offensive tackle at 21?
Yes.
Because
I've done all my homework, and I know what every guy can do because that's my job as GM and my staff.
And what's supposed to it's just a reach while other teams are trying to get you a
– I don't think Chris is going to reach. He's going to get a guy. If he takes him, he thinks he can play.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. That worked well for you the last two drafts with your first pick. Let's
no, we haven't gotten anything out of 2 and 3 the last 2 years.
Okay,
three years ago, or three last years.
You could get a lot of threes and get a lot of Devon Achane. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
you are big on this dropping down.
I am, because you need bodies. You don't need.
Quality.
You need bodies.
You need when you sign guys going big fella. You line up with the ones.
Okay. And
hey, your buddy here, sidekick, number two, second. We love you. You get in there. You're going to be working with the ones
like
here in
Tam Smith, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You see how that paid out for you?
Let's see. Yeah. They're saying great things about year two now because it was all the defense coordinator's fault.
Okay. Yeah, that would be interesting.
He's a different guy.
No, I thought he played practice well.
Jalen Ramsey told the coach, hey, this kid can play.
No, he can. He can play. Is he mature? I don't know. But
he's
play.
Not mature, but you can play around that. Not
everybody. You can figure that out.
I'm playing with guys. Hell, yeah. I am immature. Like,
you're like, wait a minute. I was Cam Smith. But no, he's he can play. That's the one thing. I'm not going to let anybody say he's a bust because I didn't see bust in training camp. I saw a guy that can play.
Omar.
Yes.
Nobody cares about training camp.
I know.
Vic Fangio. Who does this for a living and has got the great reputation.
And why everybody hated him. Why didn't he play him? Because he wanted to haze the young man. He wanted to.
That's ridiculous.
He wanted, ridiculous. Bro, Eli Apple.
We had guys going down. Eli, we had a kid from Stanford playing.
You're right. Exactly. So if a walk-on from a Stanford walk-on who made it as an undrafted rookie is playing ahead of Cam Smith, who is your second-round pick, who absolutely needed to play – why aren't you playing him? It's because you were making an example of him because you were trying to teach him a lesson. Okay, at a certain point.
Over wins, get out of here.
Old school coaches? You know an old school coach.
I've told you this before. Don Shula's had a lot of guys he wasn't crazy about, but he played them on Sunday. Even when they screwed up, he played them on Sunday because he knew he had a good chance to win, and nothing got in the way of winning with Don Shula.
I don't know if that's – fits for Vic Fangio because I'm sorry I could
so you think what, Vic what, Fangio no. all these years you
he's
so,
gonna do it his way stubborn old man you know them
you show him during practice you can play he watches you grow up
they never watched it. Cam Smith was responsible for covering Tyreek and Jalen in practice and he did scout team work and Vic didn't want him over there in his unit. And maybe kid was falling asleep in practice. I don't know. There is maturity issues. I don't know what the kid did, but
you know,
he pissed
you just
off Vic Fangio.
You went Vic Fangio dogpiling right there. Because now he's
who
gone
likes Vic Fangio?
Name
me somebody in Miami that likes Vic Fangio on that team. It'd be a long wait.
In fairness, I mean, Vic Fangio's a bomb. I mean,
He's not a bum.
He's not a bum.
He's a Philly guy.
He's an unlikable bum.
Don't go bum. Don't jump in this late before we say goodbye and go bum. You had to get a friggin' bum. What day's bum, by the way?
Wednesday.
Bum Wednesday. Yeah. All right. Omar, thank you.
We didn't have Omar in for
way to go.
Wednesday.
My blood pressure's all jacked up again. We'll let you
guys
kill go.
This guy,
have a
Omar.
Great day, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.